0829-913-913 is exactly how you can get in conversation with us. As promised, we're going to have a conversation now on CPI, which has decreased once again from 4.4 in August to 3.8 in September. And of course, the CPI decrease is attributed to softer transport inflation, of course, more specifically, the lower fuel prices. To understand this a little bit more, we talk to Mr. Patrick Kelly of StatsSA. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Daniel.
Wonderful speaking to you on the airwaves of VOC Breakfast this morning, sir. To kick things off, could you give us some insight in terms of this decrease? It's quite significant in some respect, especially given, of course, the consecutive months of decrease.
Yes, well, as you mentioned, the primary driver pulling down the inflation rates in September is fuel prices. Fuel prices have dropped for four successive months, and on average now we're paying 9% lower for fuel than we were a year ago. Just between August and September, fuel prices actually dropped almost by 4%. So this is quite significant. Petrol does have a fairly significant weight in the overall inflation calculation. And so this does then affect the overall 3.8 number that we recorded in September.
And so in regards to that and the role that the fuel prices play in terms of lowering the CPI, I'm also asking here, given the context of the unaudited data by the Automobile Association indicating that we may see marginal increases going on into the next month. And of course, there was a Gwerimantashe to look at the fuel price structure. Can you give us some insight in terms of the weight of fuel prices when it comes to the matter of CPI?
Yes, well, fuel makes up about 5% of the total CPI basket. So in other words, that means that consumers on the whole are about 5% of their spending goes to fuel. So if we do start to see some increases in the fuel price, and look, fuel prices are typically very volatile. They go up and down all the time, and they do have this kind of big impact then on the inflation rate. So if we do start to see some unwinding of these decreases, that would obviously have some more upward pressure on the overall CPI. But as I did say, we're currently at negative 9% on fuel inflation. So it will take, a number of increases to get that back up. But we could also look at other aspects of the inflation basket. So for example, food inflation, which obviously is also a big and important one, that's at 4.7% in September. And it's food inflation has been at around about 4.6, 4.7% for a number of months. So that's looking fairly stable at this stage, at this point.
And so in terms of the other indicators within the CPI, in terms of food inflation and things of that nature, could you give us some more insight in terms of what the data reflects there?
Yeah, sure. So we do see both increases and decreases when it comes to some of the food categories. If we just delve into some of that a little bit, for example, bread and cereals inflation is at 5.4%. So that's higher than the average for food, whereas meat, which is also a significant one, is at 0.9%. So we do see this kind of mix. The food category with the highest inflation rate at the moment is hot beverages. Coffee, tea, drinking chocolate and the like, that's at 15.8%, which is actually a bit lower than we've recorded in some of the previous months.
Sir, and in one question to you, I know, of course, in terms of predictions, it's a little bit hard to do, especially when it comes to the matter of stats. And of course, I understand that it's something that raises speculation, but I wanted to garner your insight more so from a theoretical basis in regard to the present conversations had in the Republic, because we sit in a particular situation. By the report of StatsSA, this is the first time we've hit this low number since 2021. And then, of course, we're seeing now that the repo rate has been cut. Of course, last month, these expectations it will be cut again. Again, there's other expectations that inflation will continue to decrease. From the perspective of you, sir, in regards to our future, in terms of what South Africans can expect, because I think at this point in time, given the words of our government, given the words of numerous other authorities as well, it seems as if though we've hit an era of prosperity, or in some sense, we are getting to a point where the economy is getting better for consumers as well. Do you concur with such viewpoints?
Well, look, I guess there's a lot of different factors that would determine whether the economy was in a better state or not. But if we just look at it from an inflation perspective, certainly if government's target is that inflation should be between 3% and 6%, then we, and you know, kind of the midpoint of that being 4.5%, we certainly are at the lower end of that right now. So we shouldn't forget that, you know, even a 0.1% of inflation still means prices are going up on average, just means that they're going up at a much slower rate. And I think the idea behind, for example, inflation targeting is that we have some predictability and that we have some kind of consistency and stability in the rates of inflation. And so 3.8% is certainly at the lower end of that, which I guess would signal a much easier situation for consumers.
Indeed. So we're going to have to leave it there. If I thank you for coming onto the airwaves of VOC Breakfast this morning. That was Mr. Patrick Kelly from Satis A, of course, giving us some insight in terms of CPI decreasing again. Of course, we'll have further conversations on this on the WhatsApp line of 0829 913 913. Right now, though, we go for some commercial news.